from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Bronte Coy.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 11th of May.
Victoria is set to become the first state to ban the display of Nazi swastikas. New legislation was introduced into state parliament today, which will make it a criminal offence to intentionally display the Nazi symbol. Those found guilty will face penalties of more than $20,000 or 12 months in prison.
In tech news, Apple has pulled the pin on one of its most iconic products. The tech giant has announced it will no longer make or sell iPods. The first iPod was released way back in 2001 and could store 1,000 songs at a cost of $575.
Overseas, there's been a shocking assassination in Colombia. An anti-drug prosecutor from Paraguay was honeymooning on a Colombian Caribbean island with his pregnant wife. Two gunmen arrived on the island by jet ski, shot the 45-year-old prosecutor twice and then fled. Authorities suspect the attack was carried out by the mafia.
It's pretty full on. To sport now, one of the most exciting batters to ever play in the Big Bash League has been brutally axed by his team. Chris Lynn has been let go by Brisbane Heat following a disappointing summer. Lynn is the franchise's all-time leading run scorer and has twice been named player of the tournament.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving on to royal news now, and Prince William and Kate's radical plan to modernise the monarchy has been revealed. The couple, who will one day be king and queen, probably, reportedly want to scrap their titles and use just their first names as part of a royal revolution. They're also planning to ditch the public bowing and curtsies in order to break away from stuffy traditions. Bucky, they're just like us.
Yeah, sitting there with their crown jewels.
And their golden thrones. Perfect.
Oh, Wills and Kate. Finally now, Amanda Seyfried has opened up about the inappropriate comments that she received from male fans after Mean Girls came out back in 2004. The actress, who played Karen in the hit movie, of course, told Marie Claire that guys would always come up to her and ask her if it was raining, referencing, of course, this memorable scene.
I have a fifth sense. It's like I have ESPN or something. My breasts can always tell when it's going to rain.
It's not a very clever line, is it?
No.
Anyway, news.com.au is giving you the chance to win an electric vehicle worth $48,000. Just register to play Supervoter and pick who you think will win and lose their seats in the federal election. Get all the details at supervoter.com.au.
That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.